This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Open for Business this morning. We talk about renewable energy a lot. We talk about how it's become much more of a public topic lately. It's something that a lot of people are turning towards and discussing, in fact. We've had EDGs and all of these kind of things that people want to talk about, because I think the time when we've been sat at home kind of reflecting during the pandemic, we've had time to look around and see how things can become more green and become less dirty, for want of a better phrase. Today's guest, I've got the CEO of Fabulous Sunview. His name is Ong Hang Ping, and what they do, they're a solar panel supplier and installation company from here in Malaysia. Welcome to the show, Ong.
Hi.
Now, just tell me a little bit about yourself and why you have an interest in the renewable energy sector, and why that sector in particular.
Hi, good morning, Richard. By the way, just introduce a bit about myself. I'm Ong here from Fabulous Sunviews. I'm the CEO of the companies. Actually, I started this companies since 2013. How am I actually entering into this industry? It's because I think maybe this is a phase. Because since childhood time, parents always teach me about all these 3R. Mm-hmm. You know what is 3R, right? The reduce, reuse, and recycling. So these are things that I always keep on myself. Last time, since childhood time, I do have a thermometer. So I always check the weather, how hot is that. And I always keep on tell my mom, hey, how come today is like 31, 32? Keep on increasing. So how all this temperature will affect us on these things? So maybe start from there, I starting to love this kind of nature things, especially sunlight. And then during my uni time, my final year's projects, actually doing solar tracking systems. So that's my first project.
Right.
And then after that, I jumped into a solar industry with a Japanese company. And then from there, I started to build up. Then I found, I should do something that actually I can give back to communities, and then something good to our next generation, and at the same time can earn money also. Definitely, right? This is real life.
Of course.
So yeah, that's why this is how slowly I get myself into this industry.
So you've always had an interest in kind of being green, for want of a better word. Yeah. And your parents were the ones that encouraged the 3 R's.
Mm.
Did you have any of that kind of that discussion when you were at school as well? Mm. Was that something they talked about in school?
In school, not really, because our syllabus will never touch on these kind of things. But they do touch some things like recycling kind of things.
Right.
But it's not really deep topics of renewable energy or green, something like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But I think nowadays, the generation nowadays for the primary school, I think they do have.
Yeah.
But my time, I don't think so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have this, I mean, the reason I ask you that is because it was really ingrained in me as a kid at school. It was something that was really pushed on us. And when I speak to younger Malaysians, like you say, this generation, much better. But the ones who are a little bit older, not much, right?
Yeah, correct. I actually pitch or ideas go and promote this kind of renewable energy to more older generations, peoples. They are not really keen on it, frankly speaking.
Right.
Yeah, but from time to time, thanks to our government also, we give a lot of awareness and public education to all these people. So they started to adapt these kind of things.
I think preach is the right word, though. I think that's a word we should be using right now.
Correct.
Okay, let's move on a little bit then. And talk to me about beginnings of Fabulous Sunview. So you say you started around about 2013. Your university project was on tracking solar systems, was that correct?
Yeah.
Have things changed a lot since you started back in 2013, do you think?
Actually, Malaysia started the solar system quite in the early stage of 2000s, 2000, and before 2005, 2003, already got this kind of solar initiative kind of things from governments. But then we only started ourselves on 2013, but the times, the market's still not that matured yet. It's just like, people talk about it, got the policy, but not a lot of awareness, so people that doesn't know, why I need to install solar, because it's like luxury things, because it's very expensive actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not really a consumer product that people want to adapt it. But from time to time, then yes. But before that, it's just a residential projects that people install, but it's very expensive. One house can cost you more than 100,000. It's considered, not easy.
Mm.
And then maybe the commercials bank not really supporting on this financing yet, because it's a very new market.
Mm.
So, but from time to time, then a lot of awareness or either seminar or roadshow that we're still doing, continue doing. Luckily, the market pick up. Mm. So government also give a lot of incentive like tax exemptions and all that. So it really helped us. Mm. Yeah. So this is how we started our business there. Definitely since 2013 is quite slow. But the time the policy, we call it feed-in tariff.
Mm-hmm.
Feed-in tariff is something like you do the solar system and you sell back the electricity to the utility company.
You sell it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a premium.
Yeah, yeah.
With premium. So that premium is really higher than what you consume currently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe 3-4 times higher.
Mm.
So this is why it can really encourage people to go and install it. Mm. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
was there a particular spot, a particular moment when you went, I'm going to go and do this?
Mm.
Can you think of that? Was there something?
Actually, when I come out from a Japanese company, I also doing the solar in that Japanese company. Yeah. And then after that, from there, I think it's like, maybe it's time for me to come out and do my own business.
Mm.
Then I can do it more better, maybe. Yeah, I mean, just in Malaysia.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's why during that Japanese company's times, it's actually one of my triggering points because my work scope in that company is actually traveling around Southeast Asia and French Oceania. So I started to get to know more deeper about solar industry. Green is really important. And then the next thing, it should be Malaysia.
Mm.
Because Malaysia is plenty of sun, I would say.
Yeah, exactly.
So even though we got rainings, but it's really good for us.
Mm.
I mean, compared to others, renewable energy resources. So that's why it triggered me that I need to really come out and stand up in this industry. Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You know, for me, I look around and I see the amount of sunlight we have here in Malaysia, and I see the amount of water that we get as well. So talk to me a little bit about the renewable energy industry here in Malaysia. What is it like and how do you expect it to kind of change over the next few years? And do you think over time Malaysia might become less fossil fuel reliant and turn towards more renewable fuel sources?
Actually, our policy, the so-called the entire renewable energies policy, the revolution is actually started from since earlier stage. There is a policy called Suria 1000.
Mm.
So that one, less people is doing it, but government is giving a lot of support during Suria 1000. That one is like I subsidize maybe 75%, 50%, all that of your entire capex. Then after that, more common use one, the most interesting and more easier to get publics to adapt in one is that one is feed-in tariff. Then after that, they jump into the net energy meterings. Then after that, they go for self-consumptions. So this is the future revolution's policy. And in the future, definitely, let's say based on the latest energy plan that come out from the energy commissions.
Mm-hmm.
So the new policy coming in will be like peer-to-peer energy, something like virtual power plant, P2P, these kind of things. So I would say that annually, this solar system will become very common in the market. Like everybody also can install.
Mm.
Because the bank, the commercial bank also really supportive, as you can see in social media or in PayPal. All the commercial banks started to give this kind of special package financing for solar systems.
Yeah, yeah.
So it make everybody can own the system soon without certain incentives, because definitely these systems price will keep on going down from time to time.
Yeah.
But a certain spike is just a temporary.
Do you think that's maybe one of the stumbling blocks for people who might want to use solar power? Is that it's an expensive entry, and how do you convince those people that over time you will end up saving money and contributing to a better planet?
Correct. Yeah. I think contributing to the better planet, that one is just
for some people, it's an added bonus.
Yes, correct. Yes.
I'll say it. It's okay.
Yeah. Some people, yes, you're right. Okay. Touch about the price. Actually, it dropped a lot.
Right.
Since 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it dropped a lot. But definitely these 2 years, I mean, this 1 year, this 6 months, is going some spike on the pricing of raw materials and the currency.
Because of logistics as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just a temporary. But let's say we look for long run, definitely the price keep on going down.
Mm.
So one of our goal is actually to provide more reasonable, more competitive solar systems.
Mm.
Because actually our strong point is actually do customizations, okay? Customization and also all the M&E constructions. Because purchasing materials, I think everyone also can purchase. It's quite easy for solar system to do the purchase, procurements, everything. But the thing is the engineering, the customizations. This will help you how to optimize the entire system to achieve more lower system price. So this is how we position ourselves to provide more flexibility and also the customizations to the clients, so that you don't need, like, if they say today you just install 20,000, you can achieve what you want to do, then you don't need to install 40,000 things,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So this is what we're trying to promote to clients, and also we tie up with a few bankers to provide the good financings to the clients, so easy for them to proceed these kind of things.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to move away from that just for a moment, and just before we take a break, because we are coming to the end of the first section. Let's talk about your company, just very briefly.
Yep.
Now, as a company, what would you say are your missions and your values? And do you think they've changed over the years as well?
It would. Our mission is actually, end of the day, we hope everyone can own a system. Then we can self-generate our own electricity. Yeah, these are my missions. Yes, it would take time to achieve these kind of missions because, well, it's a very high ambitious actually. But I think definitely it can be done.
It can be done.
Yeah. And then, so that's why trying to give a more comprehensive energy saving plan, the entire system, not only just solar. So we actually diversify ourselves into other renewable energy resources, for example, like bio industry. So we do for biomass, biogas, and also the IoT things. So this kind of software can actually help to integrate all these kind of things into one software. So this is how we're trying to diversify ourselves, not only from solar, because definitely solar got their own limitations. So we need to actually compensate each other. So this is how our future plan, also not only solar. At this moment, we already diversify ourselves into bio already. But from time to time, we will go to the battery systems, energy, what they call the electric vehicles and smart home system, so that we can actually become a more comprehensive energy saving. So end of the day, we can help everyone to achieve the zero energy buildings.
A more holistic kind of view
of
things.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Let's take a short break here, Ong. Folks, I'm in the studio with the CEO of Fabulous Sunview. His name is Ong Hang Ping. They are a solar panel supplier and installation company here in Malaysia, for now at least anyway. When we come back, having a little chat about Ong and his, I know you've been working on projects overseas. You've been involved with projects overseas. And of course, he is a young leader, so we'll have a bit of a chat about that when we come back. You're tuned into Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Bungkus for Makan, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome to Open for Business. If you're only just joining us, I'm here in the studio with the CEO of Fabulous Sunview. It is Ong Hang Ping. They are a solar panel supplier and installation company here in Malaysia, of course. We have been talking a lot about renewable energy over the last couple of years, and these guys are doing pretty good in helping people to get a little bit more renewable. Now, Ong, you are a young leader. What kind of challenges have you faced personally over the past few years? And people at home will want to know how you've dealt with those challenges, because it's never a straight road, right? Tell me about some of these challenges that you've had.
I was a young leader, but I'm already now. Okay, yeah. I would say that being an entrepreneur, everything is challenge. But so long there is a solution and you're willing to face it, then I don't think those challenges will give you some big obstacles to face on. I would say the biggest challenge is definitely during pandemics. So this pandemic is actually quite lucky because we're actually giving a different package and the business models to the market. So we actually outstanding ourselves from others. But if they say really comes to pandemics like MCO fully locked down, I believe that there's a big challenge. I think this challenge is also applied to everyone, because we can't move anything, right? We can't do construction. Even you have plenty of projects also you cannot do. So that one is really a challenge. But the rest of the thing, I would say that manageable. Manageable. So the most important is you're willing to face it and think about it, how to solve it. Then I would say that challenge it's not a challenge. Mm. Yeah.
Have you had difficulties with companies that are not involved with renewable energy, perhaps the traditional energy providers here in Malaysia? Have they given you any concerns, any problems?
No. Actually, renewable energy, we actually deal a lot together with TMB, the utility companies.
Yeah.
So they are very supportive and they do have their own divisions to actually help out on this renewable energy. So far, there's no this kind of problem. Maybe because the policy driven and end of the day, renewable energy, I wouldn't say that it's a trend, but I say that it's a need.
Mm.
End of the day, you need it.
Yeah.
So because you need it, that's why it become a trend. Yeah. So it's not a trend, then you need it.
Mm.
So this is a totally different thing. That's why our TMB also really supportive on this.
Mm-mm.
So make the entire industry also growing.
Yeah. And do you think that Malaysia and further out into Southeast Asia have enough green initiatives?
Mm.
And if not, what do you think needs to change?
Mm.
And you've mentioned quite a few times, you know, that the government have been actually quite supportive in this green industry. Tell me firstly then about how Malaysia compares to other countries in Southeast Asia in terms of their green initiatives.
Yeah, I would say that, correct me if I'm wrong, for other country, because I've been traveling to, last time when I worked in Japanese companies, I've been traveling to Thailand and whatever countries.
Mm.
I really found out that our country utility companies, all these guidelines, everything in terms of our renewable energies is really, really well done compared to other countries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really well done. And even the easier parts, the more physicals visualized, it's like, all our facility in the city, everything's right. All these grid connections, everything is much well compared to other country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when you see in Thailand.
Oh,
all
yes.
That thing, right? Yeah. So this is the
you
first thing.
You just see the massive wires.
Correct.
And cables.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really don't know how they're going to find that cables.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
those men deserve a lot more money.
Yes, correct. You're right. I think all inside their mind. Yeah. So I was on very good guidelines and all the requirements, everything. So I think that the one is really pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, to make ourselves entering more easier into this kind of industries.
Mm, mm.
So this is how our country can be more outstanding in terms of Southeast Asia. And then definitely other country, they do provide a lot of policy also. Yeah, for example, like I think next month, Vietnam is going to come out new batches of this kind of solar quota. Yeah, so even Thailand's, they also got a lot of these kind of things. Then last time I do work in Philippines. So Philippines do have so-called feed-in tariff and also the net energy meterings. But their net energy meterings is more towards small systems.
Mm.
They're more encouraged to go for like large-scale solar farms, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, so different country, actually different policy, but meaning that everybody is actually contributing on this. Mm. And that's also creating a big market to us.
Mm. Now, I know a lot of the kind of movement is for manufacturing and industry to kind of adopt a lot more renewable sources via solar. But what's the market like here in Malaysia for residential solar panels? Do you see that market growing now as well?
Okay, maybe currently in the markets, you can't really see like when you go for Europe, you can see every roof also got solar.
Yeah.
But in Malaysia, maybe from here we see actually there's no solar on the roof, right?
I had a look and I think I could see three or four houses in Tamantun.
Yes. So, for residential, because, okay, maybe we just talk about more realistic things. It's like, because a lot of companies like us, all this we call it service providers companies, they're more focusing into the commercial industrials.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's a similar things like because the more to their how they do their strategy, because the effort that they actually come out to do for the factory or compared to the house, actually the effort are the same.
Right.
Yeah. But then house, you need to face more people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, to be realized, this is what the current situation is. So more people is actually more focusing into commercial industry.
Mm-hmm.
But residential is really, really big market. So this is our next plan that we want to form a special team just focused on residential. Because you want to cater the residential market, you really need a dedicated team to just purely focus. Or else, how are you going to take all the call for 100 people a day?
Mm.
It's really tough,
minimum
right?
Minimum 100
people. Yeah, minimum 100
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Just calling on it. Yeah. So we need this kind of services to our peoples. Then only we can really jump into residential market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why you can see quite little residential actually installing this kind of solar. Mm-hmm. Unless their factory install already, and then they do it for their own houses.
Mm.
But this is what our plan is, to jump into residential. But we'll get prepared ourselves first. So at the end of the day, we can give more better service to the residentials.
Which leads nicely on to my final question. You've just mentioned there that at some point you'll be looking at residential. Mm. Just before we wrap up then, can you tell me about what other plans you have for the next few years? Your 5-year plan, even if you have a 10-year plan, what do you see for Fabulous Sunview over the next few years?
Okay, actually my ultimate goal is to let Sunview become the largest renewable energy companies in Malaysia. So what does it mean is like we have a one-stop solution for the entire services. Like we're providing solar, we give bio-industry things so that every single system and solutions can match to different target audience. Because for solar system, not necessarily suitable for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then today, we diversify ourselves into battery, but not everyone can suit for these battery systems.
Mm-hmm.
So every different clients suit to different solutions. So that's why we need to have a variety of the solutions so that we can give one-stop solutions to every client.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is what we want to achieve in the future. So that's why at this moment, we're not only doing solar, but we're also going to the bio industry. But definitely bio industry is not for residential.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for the factory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we go for EV, we go for battery systems, then we go for this smart home system. So with all these 5 things, then we can give a very comprehensive solution to almost cater 80% of the public's lah.
Wonderful. Okay, folks, I've been in the studio with the CEO of Fabulous Sunview. It is Ong Hang Ping. If you want to learn more about these people, head over to sunview.com.my. You can read all about them there. They are a solar panel supplier and installation company here in Malaysia. Of course, we have been talking about renewable energy and how it is the future. It's something we need to embrace and get behind. And if you did miss any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally download it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.